Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It's 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, and that is Adam.
Did you already get rid of the bingo from your intro?
We rotate it.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't hear the line that's in there from you now, did you?
I didn't.
Play it again. Play it again. Oh, he's too busy.
Restart it, reconfigure,
rejigger. Let's go.
The game is out there.
There we go.
And it's either play or get played.
I'm just in awe myself.
An independent statesman.
I'm a man. I'm going to draw 70-foot.
I'm a man of the water. You know, I'm a seaman.
Excuse me.
That's about all you need.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good soundbite, right?
Yeah, that's great. I was trying to think of, when I said that, I was trying to think of Mariner was the term I was looking
Mariner.
For.
Mariner.
You came close.
Mariner. I'm a seaman. You know? We love to gamble.
We do. I'll tell you, I got a buddy of mine. They should give him a suite at U.S. Bank Stadium based on e-pull tabs.
I heard our friend Rochelle. Mm-hmm. Rochelle is always like, she can, you know, you're trying to start it with, you know, I'm an idiot. And Rochelle, at times, it's just so matter of fact. No, Adam, I've never said that.
Yeah. You know, at least as far as you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it every day. So, remember, we used to do a show together. I don't know if you remember that. We talked about this all the time because at first, no, I mean, like that fun was the worst. You know, it was, we're going to do cigarettes. Let's go back to the cigarettes and make cigarettes like $50 a pop. And now what we've determined is where there's pull tabs or the electronic tabs, we're addicted to them.
It's I will say this as a player of pull tabs. I enjoy
playing
pull tabs.
Have you solved this like the slot machines? Harrigan, do you know this story? This guy about 5-6 years ago.
I figured out slot machines.
He was serious. He calls me or he texts me. He says, I know you're going to give me a lot of crap about this, but I'm serious. I have figured out slot machines.
Wow.
So we then gamed
the system. You know me, Mr. Vegas.
We had a guy on who legitimately
wrote a book about it
and destroyed him. I mean, it was kind of tough.
Fake news.
You think you push back?
Books. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. So you're a player. Are you more electronic? Or you?
I don't play. The electronics don't do. I've played the electronic, but they don't do much for me. It's very quick. It's like a slot machine where I like the enjoyment of having a stack of pull tabs and seeing that, you know, you see that that serial number when you open up. You know, it's big. No. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
I've played pull tabs.
Have you gotten the serial number?
No. I would say I've played pull tabs 10 times. Once at Bunnings, we're about to talk iconic places in Minnesota. Because I went to Hoyt's last night. And Hoyt's.
The Buddy Bowl.
Had it. Hoyt's is phenomenal. I just was reminded again last night about how much I love Hoyt's. But Bunnings once, mm-hmm. $500. It was
nice.
Yeah.
That's a serial number on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your skill level to your pull tabs?
We can all
jot it down right here.
Here's what you do.
Hi, I'm Adam Carter.
I like brand new boxes. That's my skill level. I like the brand new box.
So do you tell them, hey, open up the new box.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's like, hey, close that one down. It's either you like the brand new one or the one that's very low and there's got a couple of big winners left. But that's always a fool's game. Yeah, it's a losing prospect. Or I mean, they're going to get their money. But
yeah, as we've seen, we're paying off the Vikings.
We paid off the Vikings even 20 years early.
I don't think this.
By the way,
we're winning a lot.
All the people who complain about public financing of stadiums. I mean, game, set, match.
This is a
build
success
some
story.
More. Let's go build right. some more.
Well, I know one team. They want it built.
Yep.
You know.
Can't believe they're abandoning Target Field already.
Yeah, Allianz.
They want to move back into a dome.
Allianz. Yeah. The loons have said,
yeah.
2 years. Okay. Right. Yeah. Your Timberwolves, I think there's probably a reason why A-Rod and Loria haven't been as visible as they've been. They wanted that good year then to make it.
We're not taking shoes off anymore?
No, we're not. We won last night.
Yeah, unstoppable.
Rudy. Yeah, they would. Okay, so how do you think most people look at this? Do they say, hey, this was a great deal? Or guess what? It's so good. Why did we use it again for the Wilfs and U.S. Bank Stadium? By the way, all three of us agree. Once again, let's reiterate, among all the stadiums in town, U.S. Bank is the most overrated.
Yes,
it is. I mean, if like when all the broadcasters come into town, and you know what? They go through their private little entrance. They take their nice elevator. They go into the Sid Hartman press box. They go to their booth, and it's an enormous TV booth. And they look, and you got the doors maybe open.
Yep.
They got all the lighting. It's cool.
Looks like you're outside, and when you're not.
Go in that concourse, baby.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, the food?
Meh.
I wouldn't even give it meh.
Yeah.
Compared to the other ones?
Honestly, I haven't been there in I can't remember the last time I was at U.S. Bank Stadium.
For you, too, when we went?
Might be. I haven't been to a Viking game since quite a while.
Have you been since we went to the opener?
That's a good question. I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the story again where we switched seats?
We switched seats because a guy's boss happened to be there, Packer fan, of course, and we switched rows, one row. We were one row behind him. He's like, I'll buy you guys a couple drinks. He proceeds to go up and down three or four times with drinks, never gives us our drinks. And finally, you brought it up, and he was
mad.
Pissed off.
He was mad.
He was going to give you a 20. Here, just take this. We laughed. Like, it's about the principle.
Yes.
Of the thing.
No, he's 100% right. I mean, hollow leg, because he was going up. I mean, he was kissing up to the boss big time.
You cocktails, know. Too, not beers.
Oh,
cocktails.
Yeah, cocktails. And like up and down and kind of gave us a little bit of the wink. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Well, I'm like, hey, fourth quarter.
Where's that drink?
Yeah. And then he kind of dismissively, here's a 20. You know, and I'm like, both of us are like, no. You said you were going to buy us a drink.
Don't take his cash. Which, again, proves my theory. Controversy follows you wherever you go.
It does. I like, although I was out last night, no controversy.
Good.
No. Well, can we stay for one more second?
Sure.
All right, let's get to iconic locations. I want you to tell me, texters. Dave, by the way, the WCC radio person of the year yesterday. Did you hear Dave's pick? Go ahead, Dave.
You mean aside from myself?
I heard it.
Yeah.
Our listener.
Yes, 100%.
The WCCO listener.
Just read the text and you'll know that that's such a great pick.
Oh, it's seriously, if you do it, seriously, I love you too. I love you. I still think his first pick of the engineer stayed for 2 months and then left 2 days before the fair and had not seen the fair, and he did a lot of the dancing.
He'd come in during the show, like, everything okay? Yeah, this is great. This guy's great.
Yeah. He never did
for a week.
He never did anything. He didn't do a single thing. Okay, give me listeners of the year, 651-461-9226. Iconic places in Minnesota, either that you've been to or you want to and you feel like you're missing out. Because I'm saying right now, J.D. Hoyt's in Minneapolis is an iconic location. It can be restaurants. It can be natural parks. It can be strip clubs. It can be sex shops. Whatever it might be, iconic locations. And Adams Rosemont Home is not in the list quite yet. 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm guessing the theme of Led Zeppelin is for one Major Garrett?
Correct.
Major in the house right now. Speaking to the Economic Club of Minnesota, how many times have you had a chance, Adam?
Three, four times.
Yeah,
I've had to change up the speech a little bit. Supply and demand, you know, going over supply and demand.
Let me review again.
Importer, exporter.
Import, export.
Demand and supply.
GDP.
Yes.
What else could I tell you?
So Major is speaking right now. He's going to join us probably 1:30 or so. Jason, Mr. DeRusha, is at 105. So here are some of the iconic locations. My favorite so far. Dr. Scott Jensen's school litter boxes.
That's a cheap shot. Yes. Somebody came at me with it. That's a cheap shot on Scott Jensen.
Come on. Jax. I love Jax. Is Jax an iconic location?
Yes.
I think so too. Paisley Park. For sure. Judy's Cafe in Two Harbors. Never heard of it. Lord Fletcher's, no. Not iconic.
No.
Split Rock Lighthouse, fantastic.
You may have had an iconic time at Lord Fletcher's.
They're not going to love me at Lord Fletcher's. Meh, at best.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You might have picked up a gallon.
Right, I was going to say, you might have had an iconic time at Lord Fletcher's.
Sure. The Hot Fish Shop in Winona.
I don't think you should say that on the air.
I don't know. J.D. Hoyts, for sure. Hoyts, I'm jelly.
Nice.
Good.
That guy gets it.
Yes.
Finger pistol to that guy.
Yeah, finger pistol. The WCCO building should be on the historic list to save buildings until it falls down. Okay. This place is a dump. This is not. Can it be both? Iconic.
Yes.
Historic, and a complete and total dump.
A lot of dumps are iconic and historic.
Yes.
Wrigley Field.
I think they put a lot of money into Wrigley, though.
Still a dump.
I think Fenway's more of a dump, actually.
Oh, they're both
dumpy. I agree.
Yes.
Both dumpy.
I thought Fenway's kind of overrated.
I think now the behind the scenes, Wrigley, we went a couple years ago, I think it's improved a lot.
If you're going to complain about concourses at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah. No.
Let's talk Wrigley Concourse.
That is true. Mancini's.
Yep.
Oh, without a doubt. Duluth and its entirety in the summer. I declared 60 degrees and above, Duluth is the greatest city in Minnesota. Harrigan laughed at me, mocked me. Yes or no, 60 degrees and above, Duluth is the best city in Minnesota.
I mean, for the reason that it's on the North Shore, but, I mean, there's some great cities on the North Shore.
Yeah.
Grand Marais is a great city.
Yes or no?
Duluth. I can't.
You sounded frozen. Look, seriously. Man of the people. Are you Tom Emmer? Are you Tom Emmer?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Duluth.
Jeez. How about Emmer last time he was on Chase? He answered zero questions. 50 minutes, didn't answer a single question. I officially said we're done trying to get Tom Emmer on. Midway Stadium was a dump, but it was our dump. Complete dump. And without the Saints there, there really was nothing redeeming about Midway Stadium. Right?
No.
Not really.
No, it's done. Paul Bunyan in Bemidji. Well, we debated this the other day. I'm more of a Paul Bunyan guy in Brainerd. Are you Paul Bunyan Brainerd?
That Paul Bunyan knew my name when I showed up. That was the one that talked.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The jaw moving.
Adam. We had a guy.
I know my name.
We had a guy text in the other day who said his buddy got fired because his buddy had Paul Bunyan say foul things to the kids.
Bravo. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? That would be a news story nowadays.
Oh, my God. I would have paid to have them say to my kids, hey, Hunter, you little jerk. Mom and Dad don't care for you. You know? Let's see. The Fifth Precinct. Okay. Madden's. Yeah, Madden. Oh, come on. I'm a big Madden's guy.
Yeah, Madden's is good.
Are you more of a Grandview?
I'm a North Ender. Grandview.
Okay. How about the Lamplighter? Adam's the regular.
The Double Deuce. Remember the Double Deuce?
Yes, I do. Williams Arena. Okay. It is iconic.
And a dump.
Lottie Dye had a chance to go there tonight. Turned it down. Part of the reason why? It's a dump. And I love college basketball. You know, let me rephrase that. I love college basketball the 17% of the time when it's watchable. 83% of the time, it is awful. And if you like college basketball better than the NBA, you might as well watch Adam play golf compared to watching Rory McIlroy, because there's no comparison at all. I was the voice of Paul Bunyan in the late 60s. How about that?
Call in. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Let's see you. Gooseberry Falls.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice for sure. Downtown Nisswa. Did you downplay Nisswa before?
No, I love Nisswa. I downplay Raffery's Pizza. Overrated.
No, it's good.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's good, but it's not like everybody's, oh, my God, Raffery's.
What do you got for iconic places?
How about the Lexington?
Yes.
I mean, are we talking restaurants or just no matter what?
Anything.
Obviously.
My bedroom growing up in Golden Valley. Oh, what's that look?
That's not what I've heard. the State Fair.
State Fair
State
for
Fair
sure.
Grounds.
Right? The Armory. Which Armory? The old school Armory? When the Lakers play there, we park cars for. It's a cool venue. Have you been to the Armory for music?
I have not.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's might be the best place in town for music. I probably still put First Ave, but it's so much nicer than First Ave. I don't know about the Armory.
Oh, I got one. This is Hibbing Memorial Arena.
Yes. Betty's Pies. Wait for it. Overrated.
Yes.
Went there like a decade ago.
Yep.
They're better at Byerly's. Gordy's Hi-Hat.
Yeah.
I made my debut this year.
Worth it.
Absolutely worth it. And part of what's great about the place in Cloquet, I mean, the line was really long. And I just had lost bang, bang in a golf tournament. So I was really pleased. So I was going home like a day early, and I was like, God, I'm going to go home. And the guy behind me said, stay. You'll see how fast the line is. He was right.
Yep.
He was right. Lived up to it. What else in town is one of our lakes is Bede Makaska. Iconic.
The old chain, I would say, is iconic.
Minneapolis chain of lakes.
Which one you like better? You like Lake of the Isles because it's a little more isolated? than Bidet. Bidet is great people watching. Mm-hmm.
What's the most iconic Minnesota lake?
Superior Count? Is that ours? Is that,
do we have a Great Lake?
It's a John Williams moment. John Williams says to Dan Cook, wouldn't it be great if we had a Great Lake connected to our state? Which is why he then brought in a giant map, which stayed for like 2 years after John left us, and I finally tore it down.
Shocking. You would be the one.
I would. What is, if Lake Superior is not it, is Minnetonka?
Mille Lacs.
I'd probably go Minnetonka a little bit more over Mille Lacs.
I mean, if people think of one lake in Minnesota, and we're metro biased, I know we're going to hear that. I think people think of Minnetonka.
Yeah.
Which state park do they think of?
Itasca.
See, I always think of like Gooseberry.
That's what I was going to say. The one that we
Jay went, Cook.
Okay, I just was going to say the one we went to a couple years ago was Jay Cook. Unbelievably underrated.
Yep.
The one of the coolest bridges you're ever going to see. Waterfall, which Q loved, and great walking paths. I think that would be way up on the list.
The Superior Hiking Trail. Does that count as a?
I think it does.
Location.
I think it does. Henry Lake. Somebody says.
Oh, Henry Lake.
Yes. Oh, iconic lake. Yes. Very good. Minnehaha Falls. Now I'm now a regular. We had a show with the two of us at Cook, and as of like 3 years ago, none of us, not exactly young, had been to Minnehaha Falls. I've been there like five times since, and it's beautiful. I believe you still have not attended.
You're right, keeping the streak alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Why ruin a good thing?
Yeah, Cook, I don't think it's attended. You, Minnehaha Falls?
Several times. I mean, the falls itself, but sea salt. That's almost iconic.
Sea
too, right
salt there. Is fabulous.
So good.
The food is way better than you would expect for, yes. Okay, here's the food. You know what else is fun there? Music or people showing their skills, and it's another place for a great service. Seesaw gets it done. Caitlyn Jenner right here on Fox News. That pretty much the extent of Caitlyn's work right now. Midday appearances on Fox News at this point. I don't think the career is peaking. You want a preview tomorrow on the Adam and Jordana show? Brian Murphy. 11:05.
Tim Lammers, and no Jordana, just me.
Wow. Running her off, huh?
Y'all ready?
What was today's question? I honestly didn't get a chance to listen enough.
If you have a secret Santa in the office or among friends, do you want a good gift or do you want a gag gift?
Not even close, right?
Not close.
Gag.
Right, but the Twitter poll, it was
what?
3-1.
They're not going to give you a Mercedes. I mean, they're not paying your mortgage.
Right.
I mean,
what are you going to get?
30
exactly.
Bucks, $5, you know?
Right.
Dave?
I want something nice.
Typical.
Nice watch would be okay.
Okay, sure. What kind of secret Santa are you in?
I mean, I'm still waiting on my second gift. We'll see what it is. I don't know.
You want to rip your gift?
No. From yesterday? Yeah. No, it was made up today. I got a very funny Christmas ornament, and I guessed my secret Santa.
Who was your secret Santa?
It was Jimmy Erickson.
Jimmy Erickson. Susie admitted she's my secret Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who your secret Santa is?
I don't. I have a guess.
Who's your guess?
I think it's Vanita.
Vinian? And everything's good.
I got the first gift. That yeah. That came on, well, I was off Monday.
Is it tickets to a sporting event?
It was not.
No, because she goes to all of them. So there are four Vanitas.
What makes me think it's Vanita is there was a card included with a little poem inside. There's not a lot of people around here that are going to put that much effort into it.
Oh, excuse me?
That's offensive to both Chad and myself here.
Robert Frost right
word
here.
Smith that I am? Yes. Are you kidding me?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think Vanita is the only one. Yeah. It wasn't like something from Andrew Dice Clay, was it?
No, it was a cute little poem.
Dickory dock.
It made me.
Have you seen the Dice Man now? Has a very funny bit on TikTok where he goes up to people in New York and tells them, "Please, I don't want to sign autographs, and people have no idea who he is. It's so good.
Okay, so you're on the TikTok.
Yes. I don't like put content on there.
So we were saying this on and off air, like over the last 3 days, there's story after story after story where Democrats and Republicans are saying, get off the TikTok, China.
Yes.
So does it give you any hesitation?
100%. We had Jane Curley on from the U of M yesterday, the Silla Center of Journalism, and we were talking about, okay, people getting their news from, you know, Facebook and Twitter. And I said, what do you tell your students who come through? Is that how they get it? She's, no, I am horrified that my students are getting news from TikTok.
I agree with that. But the files and does that concern you anyway? Because that's what people are – that's kind of the latest thing that...
Oh, taking my info, you mean?
Yeah, China is all in your info. I mean, part of what I said is my info is not that interesting.
Nor is mine, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I'll welcome my new Chinese lords when they invade.
Hey.
I just got to learn some Mandarin. That's all I need to do.
They have a people meter. You're willing to... bring them on!
I'm big in Beijing, okay?
Exactly. Thank you. Adam Carter with Jordana, 9 to noon on CCO.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
San Francisco with the backpedal. We talked about this extensively last week, where it looked like it was going to happen. And now the San Francisco Board of Supervisors votes yesterday to bar police from using robots to kill. The board had received a great deal of criticism. We talked about this after voting to approve a police proposal authorizing law enforcement to deploy remote control ground-based robots to use deadly force when there was imminent risk to life. District Supervisor Dean Preston, who had voted against the measure last week, called the reversal crucial. There have been more killings at the hands of police than any other year on record nationwide. We should be working on ways to decrease the use of force by local law enforcement, not giving them new tools to kill people. Who isn't for the ability to decrease killings of anyone? And as I've said 1,000 times, some officers are better than others. Some people of color have been mistreated, targeted. Others committed the crime. Some have cited, hey, race, when it had nothing to do with it. But I am sorry. You are able to say we have to find a way for police departments to hire different type of individuals, not just police officers, to try to de-escalate and to handle different situations, including mental health specialists. But I am sorry. When you have technology, which can, when we're talking imminent threat, and is able to potentially save lives of officers who have done nothing wrong, nothing. It's not like everyone's going to be involved in the robot. Yeah, they're the raging racist who has been protected by the union. And sadly, that happens. But so we're saying now in San Francisco or maybe in Minneapolis or St. Paul, we're going to have this technology. We're going to rarely use it. And by the way, if it was abused, You monitor that. If it goes too far, similar to what happened with drones under the Obama administration, when the criticism was just, you're able to make adjustments. But Dave, I have a really, really tough time with technology available. Let's say something horrible happens in downtown Minneapolis today. A group of 10 people storms an area. And Minneapolis police, not ready for it. And to really get to that situation, a number of officers' lives, because of where these criminals are, could be in serious jeopardy. And if hypothetically Minneapolis had the robot and they could use it, but no, we can't, because we're just going to assume every officer is going to abuse it. I hate generalizing. This is too much generalizing when this show has never been timid in calling out certain officers. There's also certain awful criminals who, if you can get them, apprehend them, or kill them, while not putting officers in jeopardy, why are we saying no to that?
I understand why people are scared of it. You know, just the sound of it, having a robot that is able to kill people. Yeah, it's, you know, I think immediately a lot of people just hear it. No, it's an automatic no. But yeah, give police the tools, the ability to take care of these situations while protecting police lives. I don't think that's a problem. I think, yeah, you need to put a lot of fail safes in place.
Yeah, sure.
There needs to be a chain of command of, okay, this is the situation. Here's, you know, this is exactly what's happening. And
yep,
this exact space, we want to use the robot, and it's got to go to this person and then to that person.
Very
and it's
good
gotta
point.
Go,
yep.
All, it's got to be, you know, so many levels where, you know, you'd at least hope that it would be a foolproof situation of, you know, you wouldn't be able to look back and say, wow, we made the wrong call on that.
Yep. We just have these defaults, and we see it in text all the time. Well, the cops are going to do this, or just look at the numbers, who gets arrested? You know, whereas we're capable of having something and taking each situation point by point, and it's such an excellent point by you. You would need multiple levels of this, going through three or four people. You want to set up a special commission that knows it's going to be need to be on call almost all the time. But to say no to it, I think, is an enormous mistake and just puts lives at risk when we should be able to do this, along with finding out ways to scrutinize officers, and when they're improper, when they're egregious, dump those ones. But the ones who are great, who risk their lives, who sign up for these jobs and so many people won't? No, because of the other ones and their abuse, we're going to put them at risk. That seems asinine to me. 49 past 12. What do you think? Agree? Disagree? Add something? Text me. 651-461-9226. These guys are fine. They're not that iconic to me. However, to Mr. 135 to 3 o'clock, they're the greatest band ever.
Yeah, I won't say this then, but if you like bands that stole half their catalog from other artists, Led Zeppelin.
I think you should say that to him. Tell him. Might punch you.
I mean, what they did with the music is very good, but
it's fine. It's just fine.
Okay. All right.
We're talking about robots, San Francisco, and a backpedal, where initially they were going to add robots in these life-threatening situations. And then because of the criticism, no. That was interesting that when all this played out yesterday, the San Francisco Police Department itself did not comment. Maybe they commented today. I did not see it. I looked for it and didn't see it.
I think their no comment is a comment.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, thanks. We'll be out there risking our lives. The robots will want a union soon. Oil breaks and other parts. Very good. We've had a lot of union conversation. Put the robots in schools and take down those school shooters. When some people take an hour to get anything done, robots are an upgrade. Well, you mentioned even before this texter came in, Uvalde.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we talked a lot about Uvalde. We probably didn't talk about it enough when we left kids in there to die. Because we did. These individuals did.
Yes. Police officers that were outgunned and frightened for their lives.
Which I get.
Let's be honest. Yes.
Which I get. But then all these phone calls came out of kids. Of kids saying, where are you? We're alive. They're still shooting. And it's, I mean, it's literally criminal. And what was the lawsuit last week? Was it $25 billion or something? You know, it's, there is no number.
No.
We wouldn't have wanted a robot in that case right there. Right away. Go in. First of all, they should have went in sooner. It's 100% the policy. Columbine on that you have to go. You may think you may never face that situation in your entire career, and it's a horrible situation to face. You've signed up for the job, and you can't wait hour plus. So these folks are saying, don't give them a robot because some of these cops are renegades and awful, but the huge amount of them, which are very good, you can die, or your chances are increased of potentially dying because we think we can de-escalate in other areas. I hate the cliche, but let's use it right here briefly. You can walk and chew gum. You can do different things. One doesn't eliminate the other. Absolutely agree. It would eliminate the human knee-jerk reaction. The optics look like politicians don't feel cops are human. At least the folks who are pushing against it, I think, are predisposed to be against the officers too quick, in my view. We would love to have you podcast the show. How should they do that, Dave?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could do it. WCCORadio.com would be a good start. The Odyssey app, that would work.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah. How about everywhere they get a podcast?
That'd be a good way, too.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Or they could just call you, and I'm sure you'll just replay the show for them.
I'll come to your house. Come to your house. Love to have you follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave underscore Harrigan. Linda's Construction Time Shack is 12:56. Time to save on energy-efficient Infinity from Arbor Windows.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.